Hello and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. I have a question. There is a lot of talk going around today about social justice. But what does it actually mean to be just? Allow me to respond to that with a story. A story I have written called The Accident. The moral of today's parable comes from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? Rembrandt was walking through the restaurant when the tranquility of his day was interrupted by the shout of a customer. "That idiot hit my car!" he cried. Outside, Oscar lay on the trunk of a parked car. The force of the impact ejected him from his wheelchair. Rembrandt's reaction was immediate. He burst through the door and ran over to his friend. "Are you okay?" he asked. From behind came the voice of the angry customer. "You moron! What did you do to my car?" Blood dripped from Oscar's nose.
I don't know what happened," he mumbled.
Rembrandt helped Oscar get back in his wheelchair and maneuver away from the car. Pieces of the taillight fell to the ground.
"Look what you did!" screamed the customer.
He hurled a series of curses at Oscar, his mother, and anyone else who loved him. It was enough to make any sailor blush.
"I'm sorry," said Oscar.
Myrtle arrived on the scene with a towel to stop the flow of blood from Oscar's face.
"You're going to pay for this! I'm going to sue you so bad you'll be sorry! This is my dream car, my baby. You're going to be so sorry," spat the customer.
"He already said he was sorry," said Rembrandt gently. The customer glared at Rembrandt.
"This is none of your business. This is between me and him," he snarled.
"He's my friend and he's hurt," replied Rembrandt. The man puffed out his chest.
"So what? You're going to stand up for your boy?"
By this time, a small crowd surrounded the accident. Myrtle kept a close eye while tending to Oscar. Rembrandt sighed. "Look, Oscar wasn't trying to ruin your day. It was an accident." The calm demeanor seemed to be contagious.
"Well, something's got to be done to fix it. I want his contact info."
Rembrandt pulled out his phone. "I'll give you mine," he said.
"Why, you going to pay for this?" asked the man.
Rembrandt looked around and leaned into the man. "You really think he can?" he whispered. "We'll make this right." Myrtle interrupted.
"I need to get him inside. We got to stop the bleeding."
The crowd of curious onlookers slowly dispersed, leaving Rembrandt with the owner of the car alone to exchange numbers. That evening, after speaking with Zach, the owner of the car, Rembrandt found Doreen in the kitchen feeding the baby.
"Why do we need to take this on?" she asked.
Rembrandt sat at the kitchen table.
"Do you know how much this is going to cost?" asked Doreen.
"Zach found parts at a junkyard. We need to take them off the wreck," explained Rembrandt. Doreen looked at her husband skeptically.
"Do you know how to do that?"
"No," sighed Rembrandt. "I'll need to look it up on the internet tonight." Doreen shook her head. "This could wind up being a total nightmare." Rembrandt smiled. "It could have been worse."
"Really?
How?" asked Doreen.
"Well, Roscoe wasn't there. Could you imagine what that crow would have done to protect his best friend?"
Doreen laughed. "Good point."
The following morning, Rembrandt met Zach at the front gate of the Easy Pick Auto Wreckers. An Arctic front blew in overnight, dropping the temperature to 10 below. They wandered among the snow-covered cars until they found the right one. Rembrandt set down his toolbox and set to work. The intense cold stiffened his fingers, making a challenging task even more difficult. At one point, Rembrandt's tool slipped, raking his knuckles across a sharp edge. Zach watched quietly as Rembrandt searched for a tissue to wipe off the blood. After shaking his hand, Rembrandt got back to work. After several more minutes, Zach broke the silence.
"I gotta know. Why are you doing this? Do you owe him or something?"
Rembrandt poked his head out from under the car. It's nothing like that. Have you ever noticed that pretty much everything in life is out of our control?
Not really, replied Zach.
It's humbling to think about, actually. Like the accident with your car. Nothing you could have really done to stop it. But one thing is always in our control, said Rembrandt.
What's that? Asked Zach.
How we respond to things in life, said Rembrandt.
Zach frowned.
What's this got to do with your friend?
Rembrandt shrugged.
I made a choice.
Zach seemed confused by Rembrandt's answer. With very little conversation, the two of them went back to work in hopes of quickly returning to the comfort of warmth. 3 days later, Zach pulled into the Morton's parking lot. Rembrandt noticed him and approached, nodding his head in approval.
Looks good, said Rembrandt.
Zach wiped the new taillight with his hand.
It's a close match.
Oscar spotted them from across the way and wheeled over.
Don't worry, my chair's been fixed, he said.
I gotta get back to work, said Rembrandt, then left Oscar and Zach to stare at each other.
You've got a good friend, said Zach.
The best, replied Oscar.
I still can't believe he did all that for you and got nothing in return, said Zach.
His faith really shows through, you know, replied Oscar.
Zach raised an eyebrow.
I thought he might be one of those.
I'm surprised he didn't preach or nothing.
Oscar smiled. In my experience, there are two kinds of Christians in the world. Those who have to say they are, and those who don't.
Thank you for listening to the story, The Accident. I hope in some way this helps us understand justice and mercy just a little bit better. I hope you join me again for another Rembrandt parable in the future. But in the meantime, may you have a good day, and God bless.